My time is your time.
Seal Test presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
With Slapsy Maxie Rosenbloom, Huey Green, Benny Rubin, Charlie Judell, and lovely Simone Simone.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
You are invited to relax for a while and come to Valley's Hollywood domicile,
where Rudy's getting ready for an eastbound train.
And the summer vacation has its last in May.
This is the way I pack our clothes, pack our clothes, pack our clothes. This is the way I pack our clothes.
Wrong way.
Maxie, I hope I didn't hear one of my suits rip.
I was hoping you didn't hear it either.
What was it?
You know your white tie and tails?
Yes.
It is now white tie and tails.
What is this wrapped up in newspaper?
Oh, that's just a little something I whipped up for us to take on a train.
You whipped up. What is it?
Oh, some potato salad, hard-boiled eggs, and angel food cake.
Why did you do that? You know that we can get anything we want to eat in a dining car.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, after I slaved over a hot stove all day.
Well, now, Maxie, I didn't really mean to.
Those are the little touches you'll miss after I'm gone. A sock darned, a torn curtain mended, first chrysanthemum. Your pipe and slippers by the fireside, cold chicken in the icebox at night.
But, Maxie, you never do any of those things.
I know, and I hate myself for it.
All right, Maxie, stop being whimsical and tell me, are you looking forward to being my guest at my lodge in Maine?
Well, I was talking to some people who were your guests last year.
Yes?
Will I have to pay rent like that?
How can you say a thing like that? Of course you won't have to pay rent like that. For you, I give 10% off.
Thanks, boss. You know, there's nothing I like better than sitting in a lodge.
When were you in a lodge?
At the movies. I always sit in the lodges. Say, boss, what are we going to do at your lodge in Maine?
Relax, Maxie. We're going to relax. I expect to spend all my time between broadcasts just roaming around and loafing. Roaming around and loafing.
So that's why they call you the vagabond loafer.
Thank you. This packing and moving certainly is a tough job. Max, it's too bad we don't have a magic lamp such as Aladdin had. We could just rub the lamp and presto, we'd be in Maine.
Who was Aladdin?
Max, you know the story of the magic lamp. Surely you've heard of Aladdin.
Oh, sure. He lived in New York.
Aladdin lived in New York?
Sure. Aladdin from Manhattan.
Perhaps I can explain about him. He had a magic lamp, and every time he rubbed it, a genie appeared.
Gee, I wish I had a lamp like that.
You'd like to be able to summon a genie?
I'm not particular. Genie, Margaret, Gertrude, Agnes.
All right, forget it, Maxine. Finish the packing. I don't want to miss that train. You know, I heard today that Simone is going to be on it.
Oh, are you going to pull that Aladdin stuff on Miss Simone?
Well, I don't know. I never met her as yet, but when I do, well, this is probably what I'll say to her. I wish I were Aladdin. How lucky I would be.
How lucky, lucky, lucky.
I'd rub my little lamp and wish that you would fall in love with me.
Fall in love.
I wish that I were Winkle. He slept for 20 years. Imagine 20 years to dream of you. Would that be heavenly?
Heavenly.
If I could cast a magic spell, when I feel blue, I'd wave my wand and call for wonderful you. But if I was certain, we'd never ever find. Oh, Aladdin, I wouldn't want to be Rip Van Winkle. Good evening, Abdullah.
Greetings, Aladdin. Whither do you journey?
To the Sultan's palace to see my sweetheart, the Princess Simone.
Then, as they say in Arabic, Murana Konasi Pordina La Koridi Westbrook, may peace be with you.
Thank you.
And as they also say in Arabic, Mornato no kiso di silfes, may happiness attend your efforts.
Thank you. What's that?
Nothing. I was just gargling.
Alms, alms, give me money.
Well, it's my old friend, the beggar man. How are things going today?
Venus de Milo.
Venus de Milo? What does that mean?
No alms. No alms.
Pardon me, you worthy one, but is your name Ali Abdullah Hassan Gavassan Horeb Shmeevotab Grooms Klopper El Krim?
No.
Aren't you glad?
My name is Aladdin.
Oh, perhaps you'd be interested in buying one of my fine Baghdad rugs, Aladdin.
Why should I want a rug?
So your feet won't touch the cold tile when you reach for your socks in the morning.
But I sleep with my socks on.
Ooh, a Harvard man.
El Morocco, I haven't time to tarry with you. I'm on my way to say farewell to Princess Simone.
Then why not take her a farewell gift? One of these magical lamps.
I don't think magic will do me any good. The Sultan has promised Princess Simone to a wealthy Turk. You see, he wants a son-in-law who will flatter his vanity.
I know. They say the Sultan is very conceited.
Conceited? He's the only man in the world who has a rear vision mirror on his shoulder so that he can admire himself when he scratches his back.
Then Aladdin, Aladdin, why don't you get rid of the Turk?
Why don't you poison him?
Poison him? How?
Did you ever drink any green fountain penny?
No.
Did you ever drink any furniture polish?
No.
Did you ever drink any floor enamel?
No.
Teetotaler, aren't you?
But you're a fine lad, Aladdin. I like you. Here, take this magic lamp with my compliments and make and let it be a symbol of your ever-burning love for the Princess Simone.
Thank you, El Morocco. I shall never forget your generosity. Now I must away to the Royal Conservatory where the fairest flower of them all, Simone, awaits me. Ah, there she stands in the garden, my own Simone, tenderly plucking her eyebrows. Simone!
Aladdin, tell me, my darling, when did you first realize you were in love with me?
The night I saw you do the Dance of the Seven Veils. You danced so gracefully, my darling, as you dropped those seven veils.
And when did you know definitely that you loved me?
Somewhere between 3 and 4. But how can we stand here in jest when in a few short hours you'll become the bride of the terrible Turk? Tell me, darling, what is he like?
Fabulously wealthy. If I marry him, I will have jewels, palaces, clothes, position, and power. But if I could, I'd give up all this for your love.
You mean for my love you'd give up jewels, palaces, clothes, position, power, and wealth?
Yes. You know, I'm a degoofy. But Aladdin, this is our last day together. Soon I will be carried away to Turkey.
Darling, I can't bear to think of you leaving without taking with you some token of my love. So I brought you a going-away gift.
Oh, Aladdin, what is it?
A symbol of our undying love. Here it is, darling. An old, old lamp.
It's about time you handed me the old lamp.
Why?
Because for 3 years you've been handing me the old oil.
Here's the magic lamp, darling. Watch now. I'm going to rub it.
Master, you have rubbed the lamp, and I am here to do your bidding.
What a strange-looking creature. Who are you? What's your name?
My name is not MacDougal, McGonagall, or Sweeney, but you rub the lamp, you little vamp. Step up and call me Genie.
Genie? I've never seen anyone like you before.
Of course not. There are only two genies in the whole world. Me and the one from Wheeling, the West Virginia Genie. Now, Master, command me, what is your first wish?
My first wish?
Yes, the possessor of this lamp has but to command me, and I will grant him any or all of 3 wishes.
You mean I have 3 wishes and I can wish for anything I want?
Anything you want. You can ask for fabulous riches and a little blonde named Betty. Ask for a palace of platinum and a little blonde named Betty. Ask for $1 billion and a little blonde named Betty.
Why a little blonde named Betty?
Listen, there's got to be something in it for me. However, when you are ready to make your wish, call me. I must go back into the lamp now and finish my game of ping pong.
Surely you jest. There isn't room enough in that little lamp to play ping pong.
I know. We just ping. We never pong.
The genie's gone.
Yes, Simone, but do you realize what this means? With this magic lamp, I'll be able to go to your father and give him gifts that will outshine those of the terrible Turk. I go now. Au revoir. Au revoir.
Is that all you have to say, Aladdin?
There's much more I wish to say, my precious. But it's little right I have to speak in the flowing phrases of love until first I have seen your father, for you are not yet mine.
If you love me, Aladdin, speak your heart. Declare your love for me, my darling, as I do mine for you. Say over and over again, over and over again, never stop saying your
mine.
Say ever and ever so sweet, ever and ever so sweet, just like an old valentine. When you say I love you, the same old I love you, they whisper in stories and flames. You can change, I love you, the same old I love you, to such a heavenly grace. Oh, say, softly and gently and then, over and over again, never stop saying.
Arabian Nights could a magic lamp produce rare food and drink or protect you from harm. Yet here in America, there are two magic words that produce a similar effect. These words are Seal Test Supervised. Just ask for Seal Test Supervised ice cream, and you will get a rare and tempting treat such as no genie could produce. Order Seal Test Supervised milk, and you will have milk that is safeguarded by the combined knowledge and the experience of the many experts in the entire Seal Test laboratory system. Here's how an official of one milk company describes what Seal Test Supervision means.
In our plant, we're almighty proud of the standing which Seal Test has attained in our territory. Families here seem to realize what this kind of scientific supervision means. They come in crowds to the plant to see how Seal Test control operates. They watch how samples of our milk are regularly laboratory tested for purity, flavor, and richness. They see how every process, cooling, clarifying, pasteurizing, and bottling, is supervised by Seal Test men in white. It gives them real satisfaction to find out how that a Seal Test laboratory is checking quality and purity, and that these checks and tests draw upon all the knowledge and experience of more than 100 Seal Test laboratories.
In thousands of communities, you can buy dairy products that bear the red and white Seal Test symbol. Taste that luscious black raspberry ice cream, selected by a Seal Test as the ice cream of the month of May. It's the last call. Why not order some from your nearby dealer tonight? A little later, we'll tell you where to buy Seal Test supervised products in your community. But now, on to the palace where Aladdin has gone to see the Sultan. Your Majesty.
Who spoke?
I did, O mighty Sultan. O Emperor of the Earth, Ruler of the Sun, King of the Moon, Sovereign of the Stars, and Master of the Universe.
Boiled that man in oil.
Why?
You left out President of the Pomona Little Orphan Annie Fan Club.
Your Majesty, my name is Aladdin.
Aladdin, this is your first visit to my court, isn't it?
Yes, O Sultan.
Well, how would you like to have me show you to the royal palace?
That would be an honor, O Sultan.
Okay. How about the 40-cent tour?
Sultan, there's only one thing in your kingdom that interests me. Your beautiful daughter, the Princess Simone.
Where did you meet my daughter?
In the garden. We fell in love when the poppies bloomed.
Oh, just poppy love. Besides, my daughter has promised to the Effendi Kohlrabi of Turkey.
But, Your Majesty, I have something that will make me even richer than the Effendi Kohlrabi. It's a magic lamp. When you rub it, a genie appears and grants you anything you wish.
Well, make yourself comfortable, Aladdin. I'll order refreshments. Waiters, bring some of my favorite peasant dogs.
You're out, Sultan.
Make it lobster.
You're out, Sultan.
Venison.
You're out, Sultan.
Well, you're a cute dish.
Now you're in, Sultan.
May I demonstrate the lamp now, Sultan?
Wait. I want my wife to see it. Oh, wifey. Oh, honey. Come here. Here she comes.
Nice people, your wife. Now shall I rub the magic lamp and summon the genie?
Well?
Come on, genie.
Aha! Uh-huh. No, genie! Now I get mad! I lose my tempo!
But, Sultan...
Aladdin, your magic lamp is a fake. Get out of my palace!
I beg one last favor, O gracious Sultan. Grant me 24 hours in which to prove that my lamp is truly magic.
Well, all right. But if you fail, I'll banish you to the pepper mine.
I beg your pardon, you mean the salt mine.
I mean the pepper mines. And you'll have the hardest job there.
What is the hardest job in a pepper mine?
Just walking around saying, Gesundheit. Remember, Aladdin, you have just 24 hours in which to prove that your lamp is really magic.
Alone at last, Simone, my darling.
Aladdin, tell me quickly, what happened? Didn't you show my father the powers of your magic lamp?
I tried to, but alas, when I rubbed the lamp to summon the genie, nothing happened.
Oh, Aladdin, my darling, you must not fail. It would mean the end of our love, and that would mean the end of my life.
Nor would I care for existence in the empty, meaningless place this world would be without our love.
Oh, why did I have to be born a princess? Why could I not be a simple peasant maiden you might woo at will?
There's an old saying, my darling, that the course of true love never runs smooth. If I succeed, the world will be ours. If I fail...
Don't say it. Just hold me tight. And where the magic of the lamp has failed, perhaps the magic of our love will prevail.
My princess, these few precious moments together may become a lifetime of memories. Close your eyes, my sweet, my darling.
Dream beside me in the midnight glow. The lamp is low. Dream and watch the shadows come and go. The lamp is low. While you linger in my arms, my lips will sigh. I love you so. Dream, the sweetest dream we'll ever know. Tonight the moon is high. The lamp is low. Dream we'll ever know.
Sparkling eyes, flashing teeth, rose petal skin, glamour and allure. Put them all together and you have Vitalure.
Who is she, Rudy?
Vitalure, Simone, is a one-word description of you and of all those other women whose magnetism gives them an inner glow, makes them stand out, radiant and alluring. For the secret of Vitalure, let's go to all of those communities where seal test, supervised milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? He'll be here any minute.
I cannot step off the terrible Turk any longer. Even now, he's in the next room. Seeing red. What's that?
Red just saw him. Father, be merciful. Even though the Turk is rich and would give you priceless gifts, I love Aladdin. Let me marry him.
Sultan, why do you need the Turk's money? Your wealth is already fabulous. You have palaces, elephants, jewels, tapestries. I've even heard about your wonderful harem.
Oh, yes, victory harem of 3,000 beautiful, exotic slave girls who are always ready to throw their arms around you and kiss you. Oh, just think about it.
You have that?
No, I just think about it.
That must be Abu Ben now.
Announcing Abu Ben Rosenblum, the great prize fighter, professionally known as Hassan Ben.
Hassan Ben what?
Hassan Ben off his back in years.
Hello, kids.
Hello, kids. Abu Ben, look, the lamp doesn't work. Now tell me, did anything happen yesterday when I left you alone with the lamp?
Yes, tell us. We're worried about it. All day long, we've been sitting on pins and noodles.
Speak up, Uncle Ben. Did you rub the lamp?
I couldn't help it, Mr. Aladdin. To err is human. After all, a man is not inflammable.
Then the three wishes have been used up, and the lamp is useless.
No, boss. I didn't use the third wish. The genius gave me a rain check. Here it is.
A rain check? Give it to me. Hand me that check.
Now I know you're playing a part, Mr. Valley.
Why?
That's because that's the first time I ever saw you grab a check.
Quiet! Hand me that lamp now. I'll rub it and summon the genie. Here he is, Your Highness, the genie of the lamp.
You call that a genie? This skinny little poof of smoke? Why, I have pooped away better genies than that with a 2-for-a nickel cigar.
Quiet, Baldy!
Baldy! Baldy! You talk that way about my head?
Head? It looks more like a bowling ball with a hula skirt.
Now, wait. No. Oh, genie, I won't have you talk that way to me. After all, I am the king. I am the king.
Please, Father, calm down.
Island! This genie is a fake just like Aladdin and his lamp. Get out of here, all of you. Princess! You will marry the Big Turk.
The Big Turk?
You call me boss?
No, I said Turk.
Oh, I misunderstood you.
Enough! I have heard enough. Simon, you marry the Turk. I have spoken.
But, Father, it isn't fair. Would you force me to spend the rest of my life in a Turkish harem?
Daughter, I'm not asking you to do anything I wouldn't do myself. Now, Aladdin, get out of here.
Your Majesty, I'm not an imposter, and I can prove it. Just ask the genie for any wish, and I hereby order him to grant it to you.
Very well. I want it 1,000 tons of gold.
You've got it.
A palace 1,000 stories high.
A palace of 1,000 stories high, you've got it.
And I want the love of that beautiful siren, Helen of Troy.
You've got it bad. I'd introduce you to Helen of Troy, but after taking a good look at your face, the farthest you'll ever get with her is a nodding acquaintance.
What do you mean?
Nodding doing.
That's the final insult. I'm through. I'm finished. I'm done.
Wait a minute. You've got one wish coming to you. Whatever you wish for, you are going to get.
I'll tell you what I wish. I wish I was away from you. Anywhere. I wish I was in Rudy's Valley, lodging me.
Look, Father disappeared. Hello.
This is the Sultan.
Father, where are you?
I'm at Rudy Valley's lodging me. Get me out of here.
Darling, now we can be married and spend the rest of our lives together, thanks to my lodge and the magic lamp.
Oh, if there only were one more wish left in the lamp.
What would you wish for?
I would wish that you would take me in your arms and kiss me, right now.
Well, if you want that kind of a wish, we don't need the lamp.
No?
No, I had chicken for dinner, and I saved the wishbone. When Aladdin rubbed his lamp, he set the spark of love aglow.
That's just a fairy tale, you know.
Yes, and yet it might be so.
No!
I confess my viewpoint sounds naive. Still, I believe there's magic to be found all around us. I could never soar a lady in half. Couldn't float a sleeping beauty above. I could never be a genie or a mystical Houdini, but I can prove there's magic in love. I could never pull those rabbits from hats. Couldn't turn a turtle into a dove. Couldn't charm a rattlesnake or be an oriental faker, but I can prove there's magic in love. You don't need a magic rug to fly away to make believe. You can be a wizard with a handful of hugs and kisses up your sleeve. You don't need to know about sleight of hand or the zodiac in heavens above. For if love is your ambition, you can be a great magician. You will find the magic of love.
With the magic of caresses, you can change her nose to yeses.
With the magic of caresses, you can change her nose to yeses.
With the magic of your kisses, you can make a miss your misses. That proves the magic of love. This week, our broadcast will come to you from New York City, where the great World's Fair is in full swing. When you visit the New York World's Fair this summer, you'll find a cordial welcome at the Seal Test Building. New exhibits, new decorations, new features make it more fascinating. Until next Thursday, then, when Martha Ray and Colonel Lemuel Q. Stupnagel join us for a very promising travesty on the life of Hiawatha. This is Rudy Valley saying au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.